everyone. We are back. And this is our first podcast since our week off last week.
Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was pretty excited.
Nice guy. He still looks as hot as ever, by the way. If you wanted to look at him, he's from Sex and the City, Samantha's boyfriend.
Mm. What was his, what's his real name? Smith was his character's name, and we did a full... The interview was 20 minutes when we recorded it. Don't look. It was 20 minutes when we recorded it. I chopped it down to about 13 minutes.
Does it start with a J?
Jason. Jason. Is it Jason?
Well, she's only got this first one.
Jason.
Statham.
No, it's not. What is it? What's his name?
It's Jason.
Oh, Jason Lewis. How nice.
Yeah, that's the thing. And so those interviews, I'm with you. Yeah. Those interviews, I feel bad because halfway through the interview, I like to reset because I hate when you listen to the radio and someone's talking to someone and you don't know who it is if you come halfway through. So I always like to stay in the middle. But I always feel awkward. Like, do they get cut if I'm like, hey, we're talking to Jason Lewis. You know him as Smith from Sex and the City. And not even just that. You go, the guy who hooked up with Samantha on the show, like, does that upset them that you can't just go?
Not even that. He was so successful. He was in the movies, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, really, it's hammering it. It's not like Seinfeld. You go, we're talking to Jerry Seinfeld, who you might know from Seinfeld.
Remember I interviewed the author of Sex and the City?
Yes, I do.
And I kept calling her
Carrie.
Yeah.
I remember when we talked to Jesse Eisenberg and you thought he was Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
So you were so convincing. I can't not think of you as the real person.
Who's Jesse Eisenberg?
The guy that played Mark Zuckerberg in the Facebook movie.
He's Mark Zuckerberg. He created the Facebook.
Look, you know, we've never seen them in the room together, so you never know.
That's true. And there's a lot of conspiracies about him, isn't it?
Mm.
All I know is Justin Timberlake was on that movie, wasn't he?
He was. He was the guy that said drop the
Yeah.
He was the inventor of Napster.
Napster. Napster were the good old days
Candace,
that ruined the music.
That's right, Candace.
Yes.
Candace
is the writer of Sex and the City.
Mm.
Did she get pissy that you called her Carrie or was she cool with it?
No, because I went to go and meet her
at the ladies' lunch.
Yeah, but I wasn't invited to the ladies' lunch. So I literally just tagged along to try and get an interview like an absolute creep.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, she's got a few minutes. And I was like, oh, that'll be fine. And I sat down. And because I was so over the top excited to see her, she was really lovely.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
It's
really good. But at the end of the day, their achievement, even with Jason, playing that character on a hugely successful show.
You wouldn't care who called you what, would you?
Well, he seemed very happy with this place in the world.
Desperate to do a third movie.
Yeah, he did seem keen.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Oh, it could.
No.
It shouldn't.
Nope. It could.
It won't. It wouldn't. No.
There's lots of things that shouldn't happen that still happen.
Yes.
I reckon it could happen.
No, it won't. Although I never thought they'd bring back Absolutely Fabulous.
And they shouldn't.
I liked the movie.
Mm.
Kate Moss had it coming.
Spoiler.
Oh.
I don't know what the movie
had
was
the
about.
Shoes coming.
What was that movie about?
Absolutely Fabulous. Sweetie Darling, Sweetie.
Sweetie Darling. Oh, different era.
What was the storyline?
Two ladies are in PR. And they're always drunk, and
they kill Kate Moss.
I think I've seen bits of that on the internet.
You've seen the whole show, yeah.
Funny show.
You've seen the TV show. Very funny show.
Yeah.
Joanna Lumley.
Yeah. Magda Szubanski's in it.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, just fucking with you. Just
Kim Kardashian,
bro.
That's how they met, and then they started doing the Uber Eats movie.
I heard they weren't even in the same room for that ad. It was a trick. Such bullshit. Hey, here's today's podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
So, sports are coming back. I know we're all looking forward to the NRL and AFL games going to be back on TV, but you've got to think about the community sports because do your kids do? You haven't started him on it.
No, Esther and I are still in that tug of war if he's allowed to play rugby league. And this was the year of like, no, I'm putting him in, and then it all went to shiznitsy. And
because my boys play a lot, so we've been looking forward to getting them back running around, trying to get some energy out. But it's very confusing with the restrictions as well.
Mm-hmm. Although, do they still make contact? What age do they start making contact?
Well, they do
in
make
AFL?
Contact, yeah. Mm. But they're saying a lot of them have released it, saying you look for community sports. It's going to be a situation of grandparents aren't allowed to go.
Okay,
please make sure they stay away. There's only allowed to be one parent, and they're encouraged to watch from the car, which means I will stay home on a Saturday morning by myself.
Yeah, how could they? If
perks
on weather like we had over the weekend,
Sitting in the car.
Babe, my weekend in the car, crank up the heater.
We're going to have a bunch of rude kids growing up, because one thing we always insist on is the handshake after. Like, you did well, no matter who wins or lose. That's obviously going to be banned, and also team huddles are going to be banned as well.
Yeah, right.
So scrums slow the game down anyway.
No one likes us. They're pointless these days.
Everyone's like, we don't push in scrums. Get rid of them.
This is good.
So there are going to be a few changes that we're going to have to get used to, and I think they're all up to individual states as well about when they're allowed to come back.
Yeah.
But there was a press conference, because over in America, you don't just do a press release. You have to do a press conference when you make announcements.
I love it.
And there's a tennis centre that was opening up in a part of New York, and she had to do a press conference just to explain the differences when people come back to play tennis. Okay? Because they're trying to do restrictions.
So she's explaining how to socially distance from your opponent in tennis.
Yes.
Pretty tricky.
Yes.
No net play, obviously.
It's all to do with the tennis balls.
Right. Oh.
You always forget about the balls, don't you?
Well, she didn't. And she wanted to persevere with it. And even she was getting a little bit of the chuckles. Dear Antoinette was trying to explain, if you want to come and play tennis, what you have to do with the tennis balls.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush, sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X or put someone's initials on them.
So if you...
Excuse me, that says M-A. Not SB. Get your hands off him, Abby.
You're allowed to kick someone's ball away, but you're not allowed to touch them with your hands.
Yes.
Because obviously that's more hygienic.
Hey, Abby, are you holding my balls or your husband's balls? Oh, they're Stav's balls. You're not allowed to touch those balls.
At this point.
What about in golf? When you get a hole in one, generally you will kiss the ball. You could only kiss your balls.
Well, it's your own balls. But if you can kiss your own balls, why
are you not playing golf?
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Things you can say would say in bed.
A fun little game that we play on Monday morning. What you can say in the bedroom and another scenario. It does make perfect sense, but sometimes it just makes you giggle.
Mm-hmm.
And today it's what you can say during a cold snap, because it was very, very cold on the weekend.
Broke all sorts of records, didn't it? 35 records, they're saying, in the news, it broke.
Something like that.
That's a lot.
Who's counting?
That's what we're doing.
Someone's always counting.
Our best response this morning on 131060 is going to get to head outdoors for a round of Super Golf at Sierra May Winery, Mount Cotton. Two for the price of one. Limited time only is what they've got going, but you can get it for free.
Sebastian in Bean Lee, what can you say in the bedroom and during a cold snap?
Let me stay inside. It's warmer.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Yes, don't venture outside. You might lose a digit. Kat in Morayfield, what can you say in the bedroom and during a cold snap?
Why can't I feel my toes?
Because...
Why, Matt?
No, because I just realised what I was going to say is just filthy. It's not.
There's no innuendo, isn't it?
I know.
Let us be the judge.
I'm out of practice. Now, the problem is, if I let you be the judge, then the people who can complain to the Australian Communication and Media Authority.
We'll just say it was a hypothetical. We didn't actually say it.
Allegedly. That works in radio, doesn't it? Allegedly.
No, not at all. 131060 if you want to join in. Jimmy, in Manly, what can you say in the bedroom and during a cold snap?
Make sure you come inside.
Yes.
Very politely said too, wasn't it?
Yep. Good one. All right, well played, everybody. Stick around, 7 o'clock. Oh, hang on, we've got a latecomer.
Ian, Inception Bay, thanks for calling up. What can you say in both scenarios?
Hey, guys. Hey, they're blue because it's cold. I've definitely had sex recently.
Okay.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
You?
Have you guys noticed a bit of a change in our beautiful producer, Siobhan?
I want to say this and...
He doesn't want to... I know what he's going to say. Do you want me to say what you're going to say?
I am not as predictable as you think.
I don't want this to sound creepy, but I have to say, you're looking really good at the moment.
She's lost weight.
No. And
I see you were going to say that.
You look, the shape of your face looks fantastic. Smile.
She's doing a lot of boot camps. And
she looks good. And her hair's shiny. She looks fantastic.
Her boyfriend, unfortunately, had to go back to Ireland. And they're doing long distance. And obviously, it's really hard. But she's had more time to do boot camp. But when she's not doing boot camp, she's throwing a little bit of a pity party just for herself.
What can you tell him about why he got deported in the end? What's the full story?
Well, like, he didn't get deported, but his visa was expiring. And because of COVID, they're not really keeping people around with expired visas if they don't have to. So,
and you couldn't have just got the whole just get married thing to keep people in the country.
No, it doesn't work anymore. Yeah. Even if you get married, you still have to go through the whole visa thing. Otherwise, I'd be married, not sad and alone.
Speaking of when you're sad and alone, she said, "I'm just going to go home and watch the breakup." Which I have to say is the most depressing movie ever.
At the best of times.
Jennifer Aniston is
Vince
in it.
Vaughn.
And it is just them breaking up. And it's hard to watch because I think everyone's had those arguments before.
Mm.
Especially to do with the dishes, as they keep going on about.
Nice if you said thank you and helped me with the dishes.
Fine. I'll help you do the damn dishes.
Oh, come on. You know what? No, that's not what I want.
You just said that you want me to help you do the dishes.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
Why would I want to do dishes?
No, I'm upset because you don't have a strong desire to offer to do the dishes.
I just did.
After I asked you.
Oh, it's so real.
That's supposed to be funny.
Baby wanted 12 lemons. That's the other thing in that movie, isn't it? She was making a stupid centerpiece for some dinner with her friends, and he didn't bring enough lemons, which she wasn't using to cook. She was using them to make a decoration in the middle of the table.
But Siobhan's just doing the typical thing where you're making yourself more depressed.
Oh, you found
so sad. Yeah. Like, I watched that in bed wearing Greg's T-shirt. And I was like, why did we have fights about the dishes? If Greg was here now, I'd never fight with him again.
And you know, over in Ireland, he was doing exactly the same thing.
Have you been eating in bed?
I strongly doubt it. Oh, all my meals are eaten in bed.
Oh,
like dinner.
What, so you take on. Don't bounce the ball nervously over here, man. She's bouncing a tennis ball. So you live with your parents at the moment.
Who are fabulous.
There's another salt to the wound.
So you go upstairs at dinner, get a hot meal on a plate, and then you take it downstairs to your bedroom and eat it on your bed.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, you've got a microwave in your area, don't you? Yeah.
So I'm sorted.
You've got a microwave in your bedroom.
Also, I have a separate door so Uber Eats can come straight downstairs and no one needs to know.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because there's nothing more shameful than your parents yelling out, Siobhan, Uber Eats is here again. How have you been, Trent? I haven't seen you since yesterday.
It's like watching like people happy in relationships when you're really depressed. Mm. You just sit there and you'll like watch. Like on Facebook.
Yeah, what? But girls do it mainly. Why do they go?
Because I think we get it out of the way. You know when you go through a breakup and you're not going through a breakup?
Nope.
I know that. But you know when you are, you really indulge.
Mm.
Like you stay home and you just eat ice cream out of a tub and you just think about how you could have been so happy together and you get it out of the way where guys just seem to let a little bit out or you go out with mates like, yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah, but then it hits us about 2 weeks after because we think we're going to go out on this like big chick mission and then you realise no one wants you.
And then you message her but she's already got over her ice cream binge party and she's out.
It's
before you know it, you're
horrible.
Sitting there in your bedroom eating your Uber Eats in her old T-shirt watching the breakup.
131060, though, your pity parties you've thrown. Like, whether it was a breakup or maybe when you lost your job or had a friend who, you know, you had a falling out with a friend or something. What did you do when you threw your pity party? This is your chance to add to the conversation.
I know the answer.
Oh, really?
You sat under a table eating a bucket of KFC, crying while your fake tan ran.
Yeah, and I listened to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Oh, that's right. You're at KFC. You saw your ex-boyfriend with a really hot chick.
You know, a guy that I was hoping would ask me on a date because we had been seeing each other, and it was Valentine's Day, so I got the spray tan the day before. And I watched out the front as he was kissing another girl, and I was eating a bucket of KFC, and it was running down. I look back now, it was good. And then I went home and continued to eat it under a table.
Did you get some hot and spicy and some original?
No, I can't even remember.
I love that that's your first question.
I don't remember the food, but I remember the image I was watching.
It's always a tough decision. Do I get that one extra piece?
You always get a hot
and
spicy.
Yeah, but
just mix it up.
It's an odd number, so do you get more hot and spicy?
I did get potato mash, and I don't normally get that.
Yeah,
that's good.
That'll solve every problem.
It wasn't good. It was sad.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I have a. It is a sick obsession. I'm going to say that. I don't know why I check it so often.
Is this one that you guys have been doing in the morning?
And we kind of do it behind your back sometimes.
Well, no, I've noticed it, but you're like, oh, what do you think it is?
And I think throughout the whole coronavirus thing, everything's been so shocking for so long. Mm. And I don't know about you guys, but I've gotten to the point now where I feel slightly numb to some of it. When you hear numbers of cases.
Well, I think there were so many bad stories, and especially clickbait as well, that we all used to click on it, and they were like, okay, wait, it's all bad now. So you do become a bit immune to it, which is not a good thing.
No, not at all. And there's a website, I was just Googling it, and then Stav put me onto worldmeters.info. And what this website does is it gives you numbers on the active coronavirus cases of all countries and ranks them around the world. And I check.
Why were you on it?
Why was I on it? Just to see where the world was at.
But in his defense, he was mainly on it because I kept saying to him, "Have you seen the numbers? Have you seen the numbers? Have you seen that?"
I was. I'd look at it once or twice a week.
So now you have a competition on how many.
Well, now
people...
I know he likes. I just like to, you know.
Yeah. It's strange. Esther said to me, "Why do you like keep looking at the numbers and trying to think what the numbers are?" I'm like, "Why do people play Keno? I don't know."
Well, is that news? Like news.com used to have it as well. Like
no, this one's a way more accurate one.
Oh,
it's in real time.
Yeah,
but
it's in real time.
They used to have in red and green, didn't they? Talking about fatalities. Does this have it as well?
Yes. What I find really interesting with it is you look at it because I'll look at that. And you look at America's numbers and they're up the top by a long shot.
Yeah.
And then you look at what America's doing and you go, how can you look at these numbers and then still open up Disneyland on the weekend?
Yeah, see, I don't think that far. I just get shocked by the numbers.
Right.
So at the moment, America has a total 1,683,000 cases.
Mm-hmm.
Their deaths are 99,229.
Shocking.
What's their population?
Like 333 something million.
Right.
But then the reason I think I've watched it so much is, you see, they've gone up 16,000 cases overnight.
Mm.
And then you look down at Russia, right? And Russia, comparatively, has 344,000 cases.
Mm.
And they're saying they've got 3,500 deaths.
Oh. What about Brazil?
I'm not buying Russia's numbers.
No.
You know, like I see that and I go, Brazil,
sounds
bad to say, but yes, they're coming in second.
Oh, so it's a competition. It's weird though with America. Remember they're getting paid for each COVID case that is proven in hospitals because people weren't using the hospitals. So that's why they said that their numbers shot through because they were reporting it more.
Mm.
But the thing that I got stuck in a whole week wormhole of this is it gives you numbers on heaps of stuff. And this, became a bit of fun.
Is it that accurate?
Yeah, it's on the internet, man. It's real. How many births do you reckon there has been just this year?
Oh, this year?
Just this year. How many people
now you're in
the world? Yeah,
yeah.
See?
Sorry.
Now you're in. This is the thing. I'm going to take you down the positive
spin
now.
It's a bit more exciting than how many deaths and you guys going, oh, you got it right, bro. Ooh. 1.2 million? Is this worldwide?
Whole world. World meter.
No. I'm going to go 10 million.
55,769,591, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96 counts up.
It's a lot.
So we're still overpopulating by how many people have passed away.
But tells you how many cars have been produced this year. 31,300,823.
Four, five.
Yeah, it counts up.
Mm-hmm.
TV sets worldwide. It tells you internet users, how many tweets were sent today. There's been 2,224,970,890,000. Google searches.
Mm. It's when you see all the stuff like bikes, TVs, it's a shocking waste of resources, isn't it?
I love it if someone's just making up these numbers.
Oh, if they are, they really filled my week of holidays. It was really good.
Give us one more.
Okay.
Something a bit more exciting than the TVs.
Well, something, for instance, this is telling more death stuff. How many people have AIDS? How many deaths caused by cancer? That's not good. Okay, this was an interesting one.
Okay.
How much money has been spent on illegal drugs this year?
I would not know.
So
it's best when you don't add it up, isn't it?
if you had to have a guess.
How do they get that number though, Maddie?
The drug dealers report to worldtally.com.
That's ridiculous. You can't do it.
Tax returns. Hey. Doesn't I don't. World,
all right, fine.
World
fine.
Meters info are not going to tell us. You know,
1 billion.
Actually, it says the sources and info comes from a PBS special report. So that must be real.
I don't get it. Someone does a deal and goes, "Oh, look, that's
better
not going to be real."
And so, yeah.
All right, 2 million.
You think $2 million worldwide?
Oh, worldwide. Oh, $2 billion.
$2 billion. Stav.
Drugs up until this point, I would say $1.5 billion. Oh God.
$159 billion. $246 million. 280, 90, 300, 310, 320, 340,000.
It's ironic that it's so high.
But are these the ones that have been charged or just...
I don't know exactly, but... How many... Okay, last one. How many durries do you reckon worldwide have been smoked today?
Today.
How many darts?
America's...
Keep remembering smoking's bad.
So are drugs.
Oh, yeah, drugs are bad, yeah. Okay. It's all bad.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got to take that into consideration.
$44 million.
$44 million?
$120 million.
There are so many people that aren't reporting this because they're lying to their partners about having one, so I don't know why they're jumping on and being able to report it on this meter.
Well, then it's higher than $4
billion.
Wow. $729 million, $200, $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800,000.
Okay, I think you need a break. I think you need a little bit of a break from this.
Telling ya.
What?
Worldometer.info.
There's so much throwing out numbers like Rain Man. Everywhere we go.
Do you know how much coal is left in the world? Okay, right.
That's depressing.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Our next guest was on a TV show that gave us 6 years of pure fashion.
Your hair's your thing.
Laughs.
Myth is a hand holder.
And a lot of sex.
Hello.
In the city.
You thought I was being naughty.
His character tamed the wildest gal on the show.
You're being very sweet, but there is no way that you can relate to what I'm going through.
And his character was so popular, he was in the movie too. Even though he wasn't very kind to our Samantha, I'm still bitter. Please welcome to Stav, Abby and Matt, Jason Lewis. Or as we know him, Smith.
Memory.
Jason Lewis, really appreciate your time this morning. Jason, nice to talk to you.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you, friends.
Oh, God. We got a super fan in the corner, Jason.
I was a super fan. My girlfriends and I used to wait every week for the episode to come out on TV. Remember that? When you couldn't binge, you had to wait for it?
I like that.
I'm binge watching, yeah.
It used to be a big deal. We used to always have dinner together.
Need my needs now, lady.
Yeah. but it was such an amazing show, and we were trying to work out when you came on to the series, because it feels like you were there the whole time, because you're such a major character when you did. Was it only the last season?
Well, the last season was kind of done in a split, so I was in for at least last two seasons or last season, it depends on how you look at it, but I was there for 2 years.
When you were invited to go on the show, when you auditioned for it, was it always going to be a big character, or was it only supposed to be one of Samantha's interests for a short time?
Truthfully, I don't know. I think it was, my contract was not very long as I had. My initial contract was just for a few episodes. I don't know if they had intentions of expanding the storyline, and it was a wait and see, or if it just... It developed out of the chemistry we had, and the story just evolved, and I got to stick around.
And apparently, all the girls got together and went, "Oh, we're going to keep him."
Yeah. They had a meeting and they decided they liked you.
Yeah, well,
you know,
stay.
Samantha seems really happy, and the chemistry, woo! Because the scenes that you guys filmed together were unbelievable, and I always think like Kim Cattrall, she's an ex-model as well. So you're obviously maybe comfortable in your bodies, but was there scenes where you're just like, oh, I don't know if I can do this?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, the first time I had to stand in my dressing room all by myself and look at a little piece of fabric and some basically scotch tape and prepare myself mentally for the fact that I needed to stand in front of people and do my thing. Yeah. It got to me every now and then.
Normal day at the office.
Yeah. It was a huge show right around the world, and then it turned into two movies, I believe, after that as well. But we hear the stuff that goes on off the air now as well, that there was arguments between the cast, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kim Cattrall and stuff. What do you know about any of that? Is it just stuff for the magazines, or was it hard work between the team?
I think that we have reached a point in social narrative around the world where all we care about is a little bit of dirt. Mm. And I've never met a family that didn't have some sort of dysfunction in it. It didn't mean it wasn't a good family to be a part of. So in terms of the focus of media and conversation, I think the greater focus should definitely be on what a beautiful job that all those people did, including Sarah Jessica and Kim Cattrall. Worked their ass off, and they gave everyone really great stories. Mm. So that's, was there conflicts? Not that I really experienced, but I didn't work at those levels.
I mean, it does happen. I mean, any people who work together day in, day out for that amount of time, you're always going to rub up against
someone. That's my fiancé, my friend. I think I'm perfect. Sometimes she does not.
Jason, I already have in my head who you are, but if you were going to be any of the girls in Sex and the City, you know, you have to say, oh, that's such a Samantha thing. Mm. Who would you be?
I think I probably would be Carrie.
Oh, is that the one you were expecting?
I adore her. No, yeah. Mm. Yeah, why would you say?
Really? No, I adore her insightful perspective of life. I think that I like that. I don't know. Charlotte, it feels like it would be just so stressful.
Yeah, I know, but I thought you'd be a bit more of a Charlotte, because you do so much charity work as well, and that's what she was into.
Yeah, well, I definitely share that with Charlotte, but I think worldview-wise, I definitely would probably be more Carrie, you know, that idea of self-evolution being so important to her. So.
Jason, congratulations on your engagement last year. Were you guys planning on getting married this year? Did you have to postpone it with everything that's going on?
We were just kind of like, because I asked her in December, and we were thinking maybe a fall of next year, or for weather and cooler, so damn hot in California. But right now, that's just the least of our concerns. We'd barely gotten into that.
Yeah.
Well,
behind what's going on in the world.
Abby's a celebrant, so if you grabbed your fiancé now, we could just whip it together real quick if you like.
Amazing. Well, I'll keep them, and you can send me your contact info in case my girl thinks that's a good way of going about things.
Wouldn't that be bittersweet having to marry Smith off?
Make that decision.
I'd say, Jason, do you think you've chosen the right girl?
I think I've done pretty good.
No, you have. You know? You have. Mm.
Stick around, buddy. We are chatting to Smith. That's his character's name. Jason Lewis is his real name from Sex and the City. We're going to chat more next here at Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Our next guest was on a TV show that gave us 6 years of pure fashion.
Your hair's your thing.
Laughs.
Smith is a hand holder.
And a lot of sex.
Hello.
In the city.
You thought I was being naughty.
His character tamed the wildest gal on the show.
You're being very sweet, but there is no way that you can relate to what I'm going through.
And his character was so popular, he was in the movie too.
Even though he wasn't very kind to our Samantha, I'm still bitter.
Please welcome to Stav, Abby and Matt, Jason Lewis. Or as we know him, Smith.
Memory.
He also does amazing work with a charity called Best Buddies. Check out bestbuddies.org. It's all over the world, and it helps out underprivileged children find mentors to help them get through life. Great to have Jason on this morning.
Would you ever sign on to a Sex and the City 3? You know that the fans have always gone, oh, would there be another one? And I'm sure they're going, nah, no way, not going to happen. But was there ever talk about it, and would you?
Would I? Yeah, I would. I'd do anything for Michael Patrick King if he asked me. And I'd imagine that would be the person who would make that choice to write that script. I mean, of course, you'd have to wait and see if there was shark tornadoes and there was a completely different production house. Maybe not.
I want to see that movie.
Hey, tell us about, you were on Ellen DeGeneres' show. You've been on a lot of talk shows, The View, The Today Show. It seems like at the moment not everyone, but maybe there's a handful of people who are trying to bring down Ellen.
Well, I think you're experiencing it in your politics and socially as much as we are here. I think it's kind of a global problem of, I think, screw that. I think no person is one thing, one event, one action. And I think this idea of intolerance and heaving it at people so comfortably. I think the woman's done some pretty damn laudable stuff in her lifetime. And to see somebody who is able to have a conversation with somebody else, even though they don't agree with them, should be commended, not attacked. I think it's indicative of how far from having a conversation that we as a people are going. And it sucks because everything shouldn't be right or wrong. Like this, like in our country, it's terrible what's going on with the whole COVID thing and how it's turned into a political theater. It's human lives. What's the argument? We should just do everything we can, pull together and do what we can to save people. But it becomes a leverage point in the conversation. So what's going on with Ellen, I think, sucks and is totally out of place.
Yeah, right. Especially when some of the comments are like, I wasn't allowed to
was
use that,
that
bathroom.
Enough? I'm sorry, I felt something.
No.
And it is true. But I mean, some of the debates were like, I wasn't allowed to use this bathroom. Like, really, does that really matter?
Yeah, could you not have just been in there? Yeah.
She didn't talk to me before. Well, she's a busy lady as well.
Yeah. And look, I think it's, we call it the tall poppy syndrome in Australia. It happens a lot here where unless someone's struggling and then the minute they start to do really well, people all of a sudden turn on them. You know, and then they start to attack them rather than support them and say, hey, you're doing really, really well.
That's a really lovely image, the tall poppy syndrome. Yeah, and it's unfortunate. And I think it's because we don't spend enough time practicing conversation. The funny thing is now we're all stuck indoors, separated from each other, and I think we're going to be forced to have conversations again because, you know, now all we have is what we say between each other.
On set, the big thing about Sex and the City as well, and I know from my wife talking about it, was the fashion. And I imagine there would have been some of the girls who would have tried to keep pairs of shoes and things like that.
Well, obviously Jason didn't wear much often, so
But
you know, you did have some amazing suits. Did you keep any of them from the set?
No, God no. That was Pat Field's world. I just played in it. That was cool though. Pat Field is I don't know how aware of you, but she's a living legend. She is one of the first iconic, like, East Village scene people from back in the day, punk stylist, fashion maven, and so her doing that, it was like a wonderland. Her warehouse of costumes and the way she would dress up these characters, she was as much a part of creating that show as anything. It was really cool. But no, I don't think anybody went home. Well, I take it back. I bet the girls got it.
Yeah. Because I imagine they would have needed security. Because I remember reading something somewhere, Carrie Bradshaw's wardrobe was worth like 10 times the amount of money she could have even earned doing what she was doing.
Oh, it must have been. Like, if it's a Carrie Bradshaw in the middle of Atlantic, I mean, she's the one who made it famous. So I would imagine that their collector's items like a Star Wars lightsaber.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, just for fun, Jason, you should go on the Sex and the City tour in New York. Because I was so excited
hilarious.
To go to the stairs.
I was thinking of doing that with a friend of mine.
You should do it and ask them lots of questions and see if they can answer it and say, you know.
Totally. We were thinking of going in disguise. A friend of mine was standing in New York. They're like, tour's going by. I was like, oh, we should do it. I'll let you know.
Yeah, because I was so excited to see the stairs. And then when you do, you just realize it is someone's apartment in New York. And then they take you through, you know. And you go to the library that was in the movie where she went to go and get married. So you should definitely do it.
Absolutely.
You know what it would be, though? It's like when you do those celebrity tours in LA and the guy on there always says to you, oh, if you came yesterday, Justin Bieber was actually checking his mail. That would be the story. If you came yesterday, Jason Lewis was actually on the bus. We swear to God.
Sure he was,
we
mate.
Swear to God.
That's amazing. from your, the way you're talking about it, have you done one of those tours out here?
I have.
Yeah.
I could tell you a lot about yourself, but no. I mean,
actually, tell him. See if they've made anything up.
No, because we sort of did the stairs and you did the library, because I don't know where you filmed a lot of your scenes are obviously in bedrooms. So they didn't do all that, but I wanted to go to, I guess, the restaurant where you first met Samantha, but I don't know if that was a real restaurant.
It was a real restaurant. I don't believe it was the restaurant they made it out to be,
and
it wasn't inside the city. It was out in, matter of fact, I was so overwhelmed on the day. I just remember it being outside the city and across from the cafeteria that we had lunch at, the high school cafeteria. That's about all I really remember. And and having the hardest time hitting my mark because I was fucking nervous as hell. So,
well, you obviously impressed him when you became a major character on it, so well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, the only meal I remember was the one where Samantha laid on the table covered in sushi and waited for you to come home for about 3 hours, and she was pissed. And I was pissed for her as well because I was like, you need to pull your head in, sir. You ain't treating this girl right.
The joys of acting, my friend. It was a very fishy set that night.
Hey, Jason, really appreciate your time, mate. You're doing great stuff with Best Buddies. Check out bestbuddies.org to get all the information. And we really appreciate your time this morning.
What a pleasure. You guys are awesome. Thank you for the combo.
Jason Lewis, you'll know him as Smith Samantha from Sex and the City's partner. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, we're going to play Alpha Bucks, the Lucky Dip Edition. If you get on, you're guaranteed to win a prize. So I don't know why you'd practice, but we still give you the letter just in case you want
to. If you want to practice, maybe you want to get the kids to practice. Yes. It's C for Charlie. Is that phonetic, what they say?
Charlie, yeah.
Well, C for Charlie, yeah.
Yeah.
You know how they always do A for?
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Foxtrot, Echo, yeah.
Staff, Abby and Matt's Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. Yeah, all the kids going back to school. Alpha Bucks is back on, playing in the car, and I got them all right. Those conversations again. We are doing the Lucky Dip Edition. You're guaranteed to win if you get on as well.
Katie, morning.
Hi.
Hey, you've been listening. You've even got 3 clues. So you'll know that your letter is R for ready.
Yes.
All right. And you'll find out what prize you've won at the end, but know that you can say pass if you can't think quickly and you just can't repeat the same answer.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Katie, yes. And your time will start when I finish the first question, which is, name a genre of music.
Reggae.
Name a type of bread.
Rye.
Name a European city.
Rome.
Name a type of wine.
Red.
I'll take that. Name a cereal.
Rice bubbles.
Name an Italian food.
Pass.
Name an actress.
Pass.
Name an occupation.
A radio host.
Name a herb.
Pass.
Ooh, you got 6 right. Well done.
Cool.
You passed on Italian food, ravioli, and Rebel Wilson as an actress.
Yeah. You can only think of actors.
All right, there you go. I heard Rosemary as well. We didn't get to that one, did we?
No.
There you go. Now, over in the prize room, because it is the Lucky Dip Edition, everyone is a winner. Abby, please tell Katie from Calabar what she's won.
Katie, thank you so much for playing. You've just scored yourself a $100 voucher to the Euros Shop. Euros has been adapting, and then they now deliver delicious Greek food to your door through the Euros Shop app. You can order now using the promo code HUNGRY to get your free delivery on your first 5 orders. Someone should have read that before. That's really good.
I'm breaking character. 5 free deliveries.
I thought it would just be your first one, but well done. Yeah, $100 voucher to go and spend there.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
If you've got an issue, I guarantee there's other people that are going through it. You can send an email, dearabby@hit105.com.au. School's gone back, right, for every year.
Yes.
Today, and I know there's a lot of parents that are excited about it, but this one is not. So if you're in the same boat or if you've got advice, 131060. Dear Abby, I want to ask if any other parents are keeping their kids home and homeschooling when their kids are not at high risk. I'm a single mum with 2 girls in primary school. We live with my parents since I separated when my daughters were only 1 and 2. And my parents' business was not going well, so I bought their house and we all live together. Just explaining, it's not me moving back with my parents. Smiley face.
I bet she explains that to every person when she says, I bought the house.
They're living with me. because my parents are in their mid and late 70s, I got paranoid about what was going on and pulled the girls out of school 2 weeks before the holidays, before schools even shut down. I'll admit I was a mess. I was working from home and my dad had the news on all day and was watching every bad story, and it was really doom and gloom. But since that, we have got into a happy place with homeschooling and my work, and it just seems to work for all of us. I just don't feel right sending them back yet. I contacted the kids' school and said that I was going to keep them home because my dad was sick and elderly. so we can't risk it. But he's turned around and said, he isn't worried and don't use me as an excuse, and I wish that you would send them so they can have a normal life. I just don't think anyone is living a normal life at the moment, and I guess it's affected me. I went to Chermside the other day and had to get back in the car without doing the shopping as I got anxiety seeing others not obeying social distancing. I feel like everyone is posting how excited they are about sending the kids back to school, but I'm just not able to yet. It feels too soon. Is there anyone else who's worried about sending their kids to school? 13 10 60 is our number. I don't think there is a normal reaction to anything at the moment.
Yeah, fair play.
You know, I think some people have got different anxiety with what's going on, and it's thrown our world on its axis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might take a while. I don't know if she's holding the kids back when they're ready to go back.
Yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting.
I think it's very concerning if you're putting your anxiety onto the kids, and it's so hard not to do.
Isn't there repercussions for not sending a kid to school as well if they can't go and if school's
I think it's
back,
only it's in New
like,
South Wales.
Right.
So it's unprecedented times, though.
Yeah. It is New South Wales. She sent me a letter from the school as well saying that it's up to you, but there won't be any online schooling to do anymore. Remember how there was the course?
Mm.
So you have to homeschool them if you want. Mm. I guess you can get permission, but you've got to do it yourself.
She could always flick. I mean, the thing is, legally, she could flick them to homeschooling full time anyway, take them out of that school.
Yeah.
But only from hearing that,
it sounds like she's doing
things for her child to make herself feel better.
Yeah.
What do the kids want to do? Do they want to go back to school?
Mm.
By keeping them at home and telling them bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
I think she's feeding that into the kids, and I would say it is frightening, but at some point we have to go outside and we're going to have to be normal.
Because everyone
holds
their breath when someone walks past them in a supermarket these days.
Yeah.
It was quite weird, and I know you do get a bit anxious when someone's standing close to you.
Mm. But 7 weeks of homeschooling, Rory's school could be in Wuhan. I'd still be sending her.
Absolutely.
What's on the menu? Bat. You're off to school.
Go on.
Off to school.
I reckon there'd be kids nervous to go back today
as
well.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to be weird for them too, because you say it's back, but it's not back 100. There's still social distancing. There's still little weird things going on that's different.
My kids have still been going to school. Do you know how hard it is to keep preps from social distancing?
I know, but it's still there. You know, it's not a normal day at school. Is what I'm saying. It's still a bit strange for them when they go back as well. But
Xander's sort of been the same. Like, he knows it's around, and because I've had my cough for 6 months and I don't have it, I've been tested. Every time I cough or clear my throat, he'll go, "You've got corona!"
Yeah.
And run away from me. I'm like, "Mate, that's funny at home. We're in Aldi." So I think, I reckon we have to be careful as parents to hide some of our anxieties and how scared we are.
Because
at the end of the day, we want our kids to grow up and have happy lives, not stressing out.
Yeah, it sounds like she's using the grandparents as an excuse.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, "Nah, send him back." But 13, 10, 60.
He's sick of him. He doesn't want to know. He wants to watch his stories in peace.
Bought this house, brings your kids here. God, it's a nightmare.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
If you want to get people's advice, you can send an email, dearabby@hit105.com.au. I've got one from a lady who's really concerned about the kids going back to school. She's going to keep them at home and homeschool them for some time. She wants to know, is there anyone else that's going through this? She does have a bit of anxiety, I guess, at the moment with social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, your headphones aren't working, are they? So you're not going to be able to hear any of the callers here. Can we get another pair of headphones for Stabby?
Hey, headphones here. He's got them here.
But 13 10 60, we know the school run is underway at the moment. So how are you feeling about the return to school at the moment? Katie, what are your thoughts on it?
I just dropped my grade 3er off. It was concerning, but for me, I was homeschooled as a child completely until grade 5. And I missed out on so much. I was behind in everything. So I didn't want that to affect her. Mm. So I guess, beaten my own anxiety and sent her back.
It's interesting you've got that experience of homeschooling and you don't want it. But, yeah, I think it's hard, especially how many weeks have they been home now? 7 weeks?
Seven weeks.
It's longer than the
Well, it all ran into the school holidays too.
Yeah.
Remember, they went a week before the school holidays. You haven't had school holidays.
Rebecca from Eastern Heights, what do you think?
I totally understand. I took my kids out of school 2 weeks before everybody else. And I did take them to school today, but my year one has been off for the last 2 weeks as I have severe health conditions and I'm still in isolation from work.
Right.
Yep.
So I can't go to work and I've sent them to school absolutely terrified that they could bring something home that would literally kill me.
Mm. Is your school doing like staggered pick up and drop off?
Basically, yeah, everything's car pick up and drop off, but yeah. It's not that, it's just that one other child could have that sore throat and bring it home to me and I wouldn't be here to see my kids if they did.
Surely in that situation, that's a bit of a different situation for you where you have a legitimate reason to keep them homeschooled.
Yeah, but unless you actually sign up to a homeschooling program, you have to send them by government law now.
Right.
So are you not leaving the house for anything, Rebecca? How are you getting supplies?
I don't leave the house for anything and everything. If I go out of the house, I have to wear mask, glasses and gloves.
Sean from Underwood, 131060. What do you think about the kids going back to school?
Yeah, I think it's concerning for anyone. You know, any good parent is going to be concerned about what's going on. And I think that, you know, you have to take toll of the situation and know that there is no absolute normal in times like this. And that lady that's, you know, so concerned, I just think that she needs a big thank you from everyone. People like that just need to be commended because, you know, putting themselves in harm's way or should I say in a hard situation to have the betterment of all of us collectively. I mean, she's just obviously a great mother. And it's just really nice to know that people out there not only care about their own family, but everyone's family.
Yeah.
That's a good perspective.
Mm.
Should appreciate hearing that, Sean. Sally in Wynnum West, what do you think about people being nervous taking their kids back to school today?
I was really nervous. I did the school drop-off today, first time in 9 weeks.
Yeah.
The single parent with two grandchildren and a 13-year-old at home.
How many wines have you had so far?
None. I'm still on my way back from the school run past the top of my street because I got no reception. But
okay.
Yeah, my grandson is Indigenous, so he was in the high-risk category, so that was my decision to actually pull them out of school 2 weeks earlier. My high school student was not impressed. But it sort of comes a point where we've got to get back to some sort of normality if, you know, like, for them anyway, because they were going stir crazy. Like,
yeah, right. Yeah.
You can only the horticultural program at home could only last so long, and we've had cultural studies and you name it. We've actually bypassed a lot of the schoolwork and done our own stuff, which has been a lot of recycling. We've taken on some three giant bags of bottles for Ocean Crusaders and sorted all the bottle caps. So we filled our days with doing things a little bit differently because the classroom environment was not working. So.
Right.
You're going to be a teacher after this, I think.
No. Last thing I've always had the greatest respect for teachers and even more so now. So,
But I think it shows how many people are nervous and how many people are nervous and still fighting through it.
Yeah.
And just take the precautions where you can.
I think it's hard because at some point we have to go back to normality.
Mm. Remember how we wanted to do was just go back to normality straight away. You're like, I just want things to be normal. Now you're like, why do they have to go back to normal?
Let's not rush it.
And then, as I've said, there will be more cases.
Yeah.
The country's prepared for it. The health system's prepared for it. Download the COVID Safe app as well and get involved with that. But I guess, yeah, it sounds all those calls are nervous.
Mm.
But no, they had to send them back.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Zambrero Heathwood.
Zambrero.
Feel good mix.
Hey, one large taco and a wedding, please. Thank you.
If we postpone this wedding anymore, there might be all restrictions off by the time it goes ahead. No, we had a call from Emma who wanted to get married, but the restrictions obviously won't allow big gatherings. So they wanted to go through a drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
We went, why don't we do it?
Love to.
Yeah. We're like, Zambreros came on board. We're like, we like Mexican. We can combine our love of eating with a wedding.
And so they were like, sweet as. That all got hooked up. Then Carl from Xenox Diamonds rang us and said, hey, I'm going to put in the wedding bands as well.
Mm-hmm.
We were all set for, not last week because we were on leave last week. The week before, we're like, it's wedding day. But then we get a call from the groom. And the groom says, guys, wedding's off.
Mm.
She ended up with gastro.
Oh.
Pretty bad.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
very upset about it. Yeah, she's still in bed sick. If we're looking at counseling, I was just going to say, was there someone in there for standing for me? You know, like I've grabbed someone else.
No, Roland does this.
Now, I thought he'd already missed step by telling us about the gastro. I would have thought it's the guy's job to make up something else.
I thought about this.
Say a different illness.
Normally you wouldn't, but you can't because everyone presumed it was COVID.
Corona, yeah.
So you had to say it was gastro. Because otherwise...
If anything, the gastro might have been a cover.
Oh, no. It could have been. Emma, our beautiful bride-to-be.
Do you have coronavirus or did you have gastro?
I had gastro, unfortunately. I don't know if I would have preferred corona. I don't know. I was just, you know, when they just knock you out, like, it just knocks you for a sickness.
Mm. You feel gastro is that thing where you're like, I think I'm going to die. And in fact, I think I want to die. You're just so ill.
I was just in the hospital, you know, getting rehydrated and things, and I could not stop vomiting. I'm like, no, why? Like, horrible.
How many times did you go, no, it's all right, I can go ahead with it?
How many times, what, say?
With the wedding. Ro kept saying, no, she's going to go ahead with it. There's nothing that's going to stop her.
Third time lucky.
Emma, your beautiful fiancé's actually got his vows in and you haven't.
They're actually my vows and he actually stole them and his emails
are ready. Of course he did. This guy is a legend.
Do you know what he finished them with?
Probably something very corny. I have no idea.
Right. Well, I'm sorry about that.
Are you going to make Rowan do an edit?
He's changed his vows. He's changed what I had down for mine. Or
well, he's obviously just resent yours and then at the end has just said...
Please switch names.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Oh, wow. did he? Oh, I think he loves you guys so much.
Well, I didn't want to ruin it for him, but considering they're not even his.
That could be the whole vow in itself. Imagine that.
Just that.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Now
pronounce your husband and wife.
There you go.
I love it.
Oh, this is going to be a fun wedding.
So there's no, the wedding's still going ahead, right? Because we've got it penciled for Wednesday.
Yes. Please don't just say Thursday because that was stressing me out even though I was sick. And on Monday when I was sick,
We kept getting the days wrong, didn't we?
Yeah. So Wednesday, no gastro. The wedding goes ahead in the drive-thru at Zambrero. You will get to marry... the man of your dreams who stole your vows.
Are you going to rewrite new ones
or are you going to take yours back
I'm
and make
rewrite him... rewrite some new ones now. This is it. The vow war is on.
I know, but I was like, oh, he's so beautiful. Isn't that so sweet? And then,
plagiarism.
Taking all my sweet points.
it's hard, though, for guys to write vows because...
Okay. You don't think it is?
I often find that guys write the most beautiful vows when they send them. They take a little bit longer to get them through, but they often write them from the heart. Why girls often will go on the internet and try and see what other ladies have written.
I've had a look at a few on the internet. You know, there's a few really nice ones. Mm. I do like the traditional ones, but I don't like the obey words. So
right.
Well,
hard to do, isn't it?
I'm not a puppy dog, so...
So are you not going to have in yours, because that's always the question now, are you going to have honour and obey, and there's one about submitting, isn't there, in the old classic ones as well?
I didn't do it back then, so I've never done it for those. But I think it's sub and dom. That's more of a religious one.
Right.
I think it comes down to religion, whereas I'm like a, not Buddhist, but, you know, I'm just, as long as you're kind to people, what you put out, free spirit, you know, it should come back to you, so...
You should put that in your vows. What you put out, I will take.
Put out or don't come home.
Most romantic vows I've ever had.
I love it. This Wednesday is the wedding. It happens in the Zambrero drive-thru. Emma, we're looking forward to seeing you in your dress and how beautiful you'll be this Wednesday, all right?
Thank you very much. We are very excited.
Shout out as well to Zambrero Heathwood, Zambrero Fresh Made Mex.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
Anything you want to say, you're more than welcome. During last calls, 131060 is our number. Amanda in North Lakes, what do you want to say?
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I was
so happy to send my children back to school today.
Yeah.
Sing it, sister.
Like, I love them, but homeschooling can go suck it.
How was drop-off?
Jesus, you just gave me a, hard
suck. Pronunciation is key. Amanda, how was the drop-off?
Drop-off was good. On the way there was great, feeling good. No one was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we got there, though, they were funneling those kids in through the three separate exits instead of the open plan that they usually have.
Yeah.
So that was a bit worrying once we got there.
I just stopped the car. Open the door, let them roll out.
Well,
you've earned it, Amanda. All the parents have who've been doing the homeschooling.
Enjoy your day. Gary and Kelvin Grove.
I don't want to lift up the fader.
We love him.
Okay, so we love Gary, but Gary's been giving a lot of grief to Maddie about the start of the NRL. You've definitely said it's back on Thursday.
Yes. I guaranteed at the start of this, because I have been a jinx, but it feels like the jinx is gone. I said the NRL was definitely going to go ahead.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Apology accepted, buddy. Don't worry about it. Let it go.
Yeah. I do have to apologise to you, Maddie. I'm sorry, but despite your best efforts, there's three sleeps to go and it looks like it's going ahead.
Yeah, boy. Even the ref, I'm getting messages from Gary, which I had to avoid some of them because I was getting nervous, Gary, even the referees were starting to have a win.
Yes, they were. They did. Yeah, well, it's not like them, is it?
Because they got the two referees in rugby league, but they wanted to cut back the amount of people, so they're going back to the old school one ref.
And they got their union onto it?
When did that come in? About 2006 or something? They went to two referees, was it?
Yeah.
Not sure.
So
something like that.
What are your thoughts on the Broncos? How do you think they're going to go after having some extra time to train?
Well, mate, I used to be a Broncos supporter, and then they got that 56-0 grubbing, or was it 58-0?
Yeah.
And then I changed to Canberra Raiders. I thought, that's it. If you're going to go out in the piss one and play the poker machines all night and then have a 58-0 loss, I'm done.
Yeah.
So if they redeem themselves, I might go back. We'll see.
Okay. Mm.
Until he sees a photo of one of the Raiders at a pokey machine, and then you're like, no way.
Well, that can't happen at the moment.
Who's the first game on Thursday?
Eels and Broncos.
Broncos, right.
Yeah, last time they played, Eels beat us 58-0.
Yeah,
right. Is that why they're kicking it off like that?
It does sound good in the promo.
Last time they played, back for redemption. They can't go out the night before, so they're going to play okay.
Good promo. Hey, Natalie in Thornlands, what do you want to say?
Oh, look, I'm wanting Maddie to work his magic. I got my son's 18th in August, and we're planning on taking him to Neverworld, so I want him to work his magic and see if he can get it open for us.
Oh, so he might be, the curse might be lifted now.
Yeah.
So you can't get him to do the reverse that we used to do.
What date is your, because I got Reiki and that fixed me. What date? August, what date?
6th of August.
How many people are you going to have at the 18th?
Oh, look, we've got family coming from up north as well, so there'll be a few.
I can't guarantee the... Oh, North Queensland, sure, yeah. Okay, right.
What are you doing with your hands right now?
Getting my energy.
You don't have to do that. You haven't gone into a...
You will.
Okay.
Hum-zing-a-dang-bang-wah-la-la-la-la-la-na.
That's
really annoying. The 18th will go ahead at Netherworld in August.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Although, wait, can I just say, Natalie, he did say that I booked flights to go to Adelaide for my mum's 70th in July, and he said 100% I could go.
Yeah.
And it looks like the borders are still shut.
Just you, I was saying.
Oh.
Just Abby.
I've also got my other son's baby's due 2 days after, so.
Oh, okay.
I've given you all the power I've got today, Natalie. I'm sorry.
His energy's been zapped.
He's been depleted.
Hey, Mel, you're on the air. What do you want to chat about?
Hey, Mel.
Hello.
Yes. Are you at school at the moment?
Yes. It's all starting. The bell's just gone. It's so exciting. The buzz is just electric. It's amazing.
What are you going to do today, Mel?
Oh, we've got a full plan.
Mel's a teacher.
Very exciting day.
Oh, you're a teacher.
Mel's a teacher.
Oh, sorry. I thought you had dropped them off and you were out.
No. I've got all my babies back. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, because you would have missed
They're
so many
smiling.
Of them.
They're all looking at me now. They're all smiling.
You're like, hey, miss, so we've been waiting 7 weeks.
Professional being on my class.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, okay, guys.
Hey, hi, class.
Can you get them to yell out to us? Get us a little cheer there from the school?
guys, can you cheer? Like if I go 3, 2, 1, can you go woo? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
What grade? What grade is that?
12. No.
Yeah, it did seem a grade 12 effort, didn't it? Well, good on you, Mel. Thanks so much for calling. We'll let you go and get to teaching, but good luck to all the teachers and all the students going back today. It was nice. I'm not sure if you saw if it's at your school, but the Oxley State School, someone had put up yesterday afternoon a big welcome back sign and lined the whole thing with balloons.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so it was really cute. All right, well, have a great day, everyone.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
That is it for us today. We're going to take a moment to reflect on our first day back after our leave.
Have you ever looked at your kids' teeth and just seen how straight they are in anticipation by how much money you have to spend?
Yes.
So my son had to have 5 teeth pulled out. He's going to have braces. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to my dad about it. I was like, oh, you just believe, like, it's so expensive. He goes, what? Like yours were?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And everything's just a little bit
of
color.
Did you get braces, did you?
Yeah. Why? What do you mean by that?
I guess I haven't seen that many photos of you as a teenager.
Oh, I thought you were more just like, doesn't
look
like you did.
Look at those
young
tongues,
hey? I didn't, obviously.
Didn't you?
No.
See, how is it lying?
Mm?
I mean, didn't you?
What?
No, I had the big fangs out there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, you've got very white teeth. I'm jealous of your white
I've teeth.
Yeah,
I've got to bleach them because that one's dead. So I knocked it out at ballet, non-contact sport, and they shoved it back up. So then I put a tray onto.
Domestos?
Anyway, too much information.
Does Domestos do it?
The old toilet duck?
You're not going to get COVID. And your teeth are white.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I did mention it earlier in the show, but this one's for my son, Xander. And I got to broadcast this often because I know the cough's going to be with me for a long time. I get asthma. That is from my allergies. And I've been trying to get rid of the cough that I have.
Allergy boy.
Yeah. I think the cough, I still have it, but it's slowing down.
We were driving into the car park. He had his window down. He was in the car in front of me. And you know how you're going down a car park and it turns?
Yes.
And I heard him cough, and I was like, are you coughing?
It wasn't that loud. It just echoed because we're in an empty undercover car park. So I seem to be a walking nuclear bomb at the moment, but it does not help when my son screams, he's got the COVID, and runs away from me. And I chase him, saying, he's my son, he's just messing. Because then they think, one, I'm infected, and two, I'm kidnapping him. Thanks, but no thanks.
Is there anything better than clean sheets on a bed?
So nice.
Just the best, isn't it? Bit of a kerfuffle to get it all together. You know, putting on a fitted sheet's always a bit of a nightmare. Putting a doona inside a doona cover.
Flap it.
Yeah.
Flap it.
Have you got the corner right? Have you got the corner right? I don't know if I've got the corner right. Sneak in. Put it up there.
Do you climb in to do it, do you?
Sometimes.
Oh, it's a fort.
You get it all there and you're like, oh, this is going to be so nice. It's going to be so nice to sleep in this. I can't wait till you walk into the bedroom with a full cup of coffee and your daughter decides to play peekaboo scare dad. And your first instinct, luckily my first instinct wasn't one I went with, which would be to throw it at her. But coffee everywhere. Walls, ceiling, floor. Clean bed sheets. Thanks. But no.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
That's the podcast, peeps. You made it to the end. Congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow.
You. Bye.